This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the high school kids, the youth kids. But the best thing about what Coach Richt has done since coming back is going into the community and going into some of the better youth programs, the Richmond Giants and programs of that nature to get that word out to the kids at a young age and teach them a little bit about football, but also about life. And one of the coaches who's been at the center of that is Coach Ephraim Banda, who not only is an outstanding defensive back coach, but has a task of putting this together and traveling around with the kids and seeing these parks. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. I feel like I finally arrived when I got on this radio show.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
You're funny. You're funny. I see you so much. But you know what? But the truth is when you see a lot of these kids and you ask them, hey, where did you start out? And they'll tell you it's some of these great youth programs. And that is neat. So neat that Miami decided to recognize that, Coach, and go to the parks, these fabled parks that have churned out the Frank Gores and the Jaquan Johnsons and players like that. Talk about that and how vital that is, to be a link to the community like that.
Well, it was Coach Richt's idea. He birthed this idea, and he wanted to find a way to get out and bless the community. And this man is a special man now, and his mind never stops in terms of trying to find ways to improve his community. And he came up with this idea, and the first thing he did was he went to as many as many parks as he could during the season and met with the kids. And that kind of, he came up with another idea. How about we, instead of us satellite youth camping for high school kids, which every major university tries to do. And there's pluses and minuses in that. But he was like, how can we take that model and bless our community? And we're not satellite camping for older kids. We're satellite camping for all the youth kids.
Sure.
And so what we're doing is right now is we've actually got 4 free youth camps coming up. And the first one will be June 8th. It'll be at Lake Lytle Park from 8 to 11, which Lake Lytle's Palm Beach County Youth Football League, one of the biggest youth programs up in that area. What we've done is we're taking one in Palm Beach. We're going to do one in Fort Lauderdale, 2 in Dade. So we'll start on June 8th. We'll hit Lake Lytle, and we're asking – we've talked to every single youth program from the Florida City Razorbacks all the way up to the Fort Pierce Chiefs.
Look at you knowing those nicknames.
All the way up to the Hokie Panthers and you name it. We've talked to every single commissioner. We've talked to every single president. Our GAs and QCs, our support staff, have done an amazing job. Each one of them has a program that they're in charge of and helping. We're on the road helping, trying to communicate and pass information down. So we'll start on June 8th, so anyone in Palm Beach County that's listening, Lake Lytle, June 8th, that'll be a Friday. And not only, it's not about just Palm Beach County Youth Football League or Lake Lytle. We've spoken with Treasure Coast and Jay Howard, the commissioner up there, and we're trying to get all his kids to that park. And next year we're going to try to get up to one of his parks. And then we'll follow that up on June 11th. We'll go to Mills Pond Park, which everyone knows about Mills Pond, right?
Yeah.
Fort Lauderdale Hurricanes. We've got a lot of players that played there. They have a lot of talent as well, but that's not really what it's about for us. It's about trying to get out and get people excited about it. That'll be on June 11th from 5 to 8. We're pairing up with the Orange Bowl Committee, and then on June 12th, we're actually getting to Dade County. So June 12th, there's 2 camps on June 12th. So anyone in Dade County, remember, these are free youth camps for anyone that's not in high school. If you're in high school, we can't have you out there because, that'd be a violation. But if you're not in high school and you're in youth football, show up to one of these camps. So the June 12th, the first one we're going to do is going to be at Sergeant Joseph Delancey Park from 8 to 11, June 12th. Obviously, that's the Richmond Giants Park, a very famous park. A lot of great players, Jaquan Johnson, Redwine, Wiggins. Obviously, we all know about Sean Taylor, late great Sean Taylor. All these guys played at this park. We're gonna hit that park, and we're gonna really try to get a lot of those South Florida Dade County schools to come up to that one. And then we're gonna finish it up and go see Uncle Luke at Charles Hadley Park from 3 to 6 on June 12th, and go to Liberty City and have a camp out there. We're excited for that. And then again, try to get a lot of these Central Dade schools, Northern Dade schools, to come down for that. And it's going to be great. So we're excited. I really appreciate you bringing us on to talk about it.
Oh, no, I think it's a great thing. And tell everybody how that they can find out about it, or how they can inquire. Who do they call? You know, just to get information on it.
The best thing you can do is reach out to your youth commissioner or president. So for the Greater Miami Pop Warner president is Craig McQueen. Rich Raphael for Extreme president, or the Extreme president. Martin Mollisby with Fort Lauderdale, or sorry, FYFL. You can reach out to whoever your presidents are. They have the information. Not only on that, you can go to markrickfootballcamp.com, and there's a bunch of information as well. We have a great website that'll kind of lead you to where you got to go. You can follow me on Twitter. You can go to Canes Football as well. All that information's online. And really, the biggest thing we're asking you guys to do, anyone that's listening that's coming, make sure you wear your jersey. No matter what park you're from, if you're not from the park that we're coming to, wear your jersey. Rep your program, rep your park, and come out there and spend some time with us.
Awesome, awesome stuff. Before I let you go, you've had an opportunity to see this class, this 2018 class now. What's your impression? You know, you got them all in front of you, had a lot of them early on, but now they're starting to filter in. Talk about some of the guys you'll be working with.
You know what? Our whole department has done an amazing job of getting these kids in. We're going to get every single kid in again for the third straight year. And what's special about this class is, you know, when you're in the thick of it and you're out there recruiting and you're battling and you're taking what you're winning and you're losing and you're kind of fighting through this whole process, you get back to this moment when you get out of spring recruiting and you get back on campus like today, and you see, you know, a Jade Severa walking around, you see a Pat Joyner walking around, you see a Pope, and you just see all these young men that you recruited for long periods of time that you had big time battles with throughout the recruiting process. And you really are reminded of how well we did. And collectively, from the offense to the defense to every single position, won a key battle in this recruiting class. And it really gives you the confidence that you want, that we are headed in the right direction, because we can be as good of coaches as we can be. But the reality is, we're only as good as the players that we have.
Agree.
And we truly believe that. And it's a home run class. I do think it still takes time. We're still a cycle away. But seeing these kids on campus definitely reminds you that, you know, we're doing the right thing. We're headed in the right direction. We're getting the right kids. We're winning the community. We're recruiting the state very, very hard. We're finding kids out of the state that, you know, maybe like a Brevin Jordan,
sure,
who was a big time Canes fan. Like that young man recruited us as much as we recruited him. And those are the type of young men, if we're going to go out of state, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for someone that wants to be here. And then we're finding the best people in the state and especially in the Tri-County area that want to be here. And we're trying to keep those kids home.
Awesome. Coach, before you go, how much deeper is this defensive secondary now as it was a year ago?
You know what? It's definitely kind of crazy. Having Jaquan and Redwine for year two and Jaquan for year three, Robert Knowles, having Amari after a year, it's awesome. I mean, this is the first time for me to have this much depth. And when I'm in spring, I'm just not talking about, you know, a basic coverage now with these young men. You know, I'm on to the far broader subjects with these guys.
Good.
And it's awesome. It's great,
yep.
You know, and that's the good thing about, you know, having what we do be so solid defensively. And even as a staff, keeping our staff together and keep doing what we're doing with Coach Diaz and Coach Rick. And it's fun. I can't wait. You know, Jaquan Johnson, he only could practice once a week during the spring because he's going to graduate.
Yep.
He needed a class to graduate. He's done exactly what we've asked him to do. Redwine had his best spring by far, his best semester in football by far. You know, Amari Carter, a year after, you know, he early enrolled, getting into his second spring. Gervin Hall kind of got cut short, but
yep,
before he got cut short, he was doing some things that even the offense was like, you know, who's that?
Good stuff. Good. It's great to hear, Coach. Everybody loves to hear that stuff. And again, we'll come out and watch you guys a little bit during the summer and catch up on some of your camps. And again, thanks for taking the time. And as always, it's great talking with you.
I appreciate it, Larry. One thing I did forget, sure. Our on-campus youth camp is June 13th. It's actually $20 to come to that one on campus, but that's a little bit more of an expensive camp. And then we have a rising 7th and 8th grade camp on June 14th. That's $60. That's a full day. But any youth guys out there, please come out, wear your jerseys, come support. If you're a high school coach in the area, we'd love to see you down there as well.
Thank Good you. Stuff. Thanks, Coach. Much, Anytime. Coach Ephraim Bandit.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.